Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. A Northeast Ohio County judge this week said gyms and fitness centers there could reopen immediately. The ruling called a state order keeping them closed until next week oppressive, arbitrary, and unreasonable. The ruling only applied to Lake County, but some gym owners in other parts of the state used it as justification to reopen. That includes Pinnacle Performance in downtown Columbus. Tim Castle is the owner, and he joins us now. Mr. Castle, explain your legal justification for operating.
When Judge Lucci made the order, it was a statewide order. We took it as a statewide order that if it was Lake County can open, then we can open anywhere in the state.
Did you have consultation with an attorney?
Yes, we have been in consultation with the attorneys that took the case in the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law.
Why not just wait another 6 days?
We've been closed for over 2 months. 6 days is important to us. Six more days allows us more clients to come in to help us pay our rent, pay our utilities, pay our employees. We were unfortunately weren't possible for us to get the PPP or the emergency relief loans. So 6 days is 6 days we can be a business, and that's extremely important.
Are you seeing a lot of people come in since you've reopened?
We've had a fair amount of people come in. I believe yesterday we probably had about 30 clients come in, as all told, and we have clients coming in. We're maintaining the social distancing. We're working within the guidelines that were given to us.
What measures are you specifically taking then to keep your customers and trainers safe?
We're at this exact same guidelines that were put out by the governor a week ago. We are following those precisely. You can see that all of our equipment is spaced out. You'll see that there's lines on the floor that give the designation for the social distancing. All of our employees wear masks when interacting with clients. So we're following the rules. We have the sanitizers. We're doing the cleaning schedules exactly as we were asked to do.
So the clients, though, will not be wearing masks who work out here?
That is up to them. It was a recommended. It wasn't a required.
So where did you end up getting your mask then for your employees?
I've ordered a mask. I had four or five different sources because I can only get a box at a time from a different source. So one of our suppliers who does our cleaning supplies was able to get me a box. And I had to go online and order like from four different places. So I've got like five boxes of masks now.
Did the stay-at-home measures go too far?
My opinion, I think they did, but that is my opinion. So I think let's boil it down to authority, right? I mean, you know, we basically have a governor and a director who's been legislating. They're creating laws and then wanting to enforce laws. We've completely surpassed the legislature's legislative process. The legislature's trying to get involved. Unfortunately, they seem to, at least the Senate yesterday, didn't seem to think that that was a good idea. But I think the reality of this is that we've been locked down for 2 months. And we can't afford to continue doing this. I mean, it comes down to the bottom line. Not every business got PPP, right? Many, many, many of us did not. And it just depends on how many businesses and, you know, lives you want to impact that way.
What if coronavirus cases go up in Ohio? Would you close if that happens?
If the coronaviruses go up and the governor decides that we need to close again, then I guess we'll close again. We were closed when he asked us to close the first time. If he asks us to close again, we will do that.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Tim Castle, owner of Pinnacle Performance, who reopened his gym Wednesday, despite the state orders not to reopen until next week. Thanks again.
Thank you.